Good afternoon. Expect lower humidity levels for the day today, with temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 70s under increased sunshine expected today. There is a chance for us to see some scattered showers return late this afternoon into the early evening for mainly areas north and west of the Capital District, including the southern Adirondacks as well as the Mohawk Valley. Once this system passes, we should see a much cooler and drier air mass move into the region. With skies clearing tonight and northwest winds turning a bit breezy, we can see our overnight low temperatures to drop into the mid to upper 40s, and in the Adirondacks, we could even see upper 30s in portions of the southern Adirondacks. This system will also help to keep us much cooler in comparison to recent days for the rest of the weekend and even heading into the start of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level low along the central California coast will move northeastward across California Saturday and into Sunday, setting the stage for heavy rains and potentially severe weather. The SPC has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the Pacific Northwest. The main threats will be damaging thunderstorm wind, hail, and tornadoes. Heavy rain associated with the storms will produce mainly scattered flash flooding over the same region. Because of the threat, the WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over the area. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 at Death Valley in California to a low of 30 degrees at Hibbing, Minnesota and Silver Bay, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 80. In Boston, decreasing clouds with a high near 81. And in Buffalo, scattered showers and mostly cloudy skies with highs only near 62. The Albany, New York climate normals for today are: the average high is 73, while the average low is 52. The record high of 92 was set back in 1929 and tied in 1987, while the record low of 33 was set back in 1967. Today's sunrise was at 5:20 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:26 p.m. It's a total of 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 1 minute and 22 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon, with highs reaching near the upper 70s. For the night tonight and evening time, we will see a slight chance of some rain showers and partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low to mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies for the day today with highs reaching near 80 degrees. For the night tonight, we do turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards around the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at partly sunny skies with highs reaching into the low 70s. We will see the chance for some scattered showers as you work your way into the evening hours and early nighttime hours before turning mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down towards the low to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we do turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 70s and potentially a few spots getting near that 80 degree mark. For the night tonight, we do see a slight chance for showers early on before turning to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are looking at a drier, cooler air mass in the region, and we are expected to see sunny skies with highs only reaching near the mid to upper 60s for the day tomorrow. A little more windy as well, with wind gusts in some portions of the area getting as high as around 25 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.